Hey, welcome to Planet Shakers. We're so excited to have you with us. It is Pentecost Sunday, and I'm going to be talking about the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. I believe that your life can be impacted today as you listen to the sermon. Why don't you open up your spirit and receive what God has for you today? In Acts chapter 1, verse 3, Jesus had been walking the earth, and it says, after his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave them many convincing proof that he was alive. I love that we don't worship a dead God. I love we worship a God that's alive. You can go all to all the tombs of every other religion leader, and there's only one tomb that's empty, and that's the tomb of Jesus, because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is alive. He is Jesus. He is the King. He is Lord. He is God, and he's alive. And it says, and he appeared to them over a period of 40 days. So for the 40 days after his resurrection, the Bible says, and he spoke about the kingdom of God. He's about to ascend to heaven, and he's talking for 40 days about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. You see, God wants to release his kingdom. A few weeks ago, I talked on the Bethel, the church, and that's the vehicle for the kingdom to be released. It says, verse 4, on one occasion while he was eating with them, he gave them this command, do not leave Jerusalem, but wait. Everyone say, wait. For the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about, for John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Remember in John chapter 14, I think it was, Jesus is saying to his disciples, I'm going away and I'm going to send somebody who represents the Father in me on earth, and he's the Holy Spirit. He's the third part of the Trinity, and he will give you power. Acts 1:8 goes on and says, but you, turn to your neighbor and say, that's you, will receive power. Say it with a bit of force, power. Come on, NEC, power. Come on, North, power. Geelong, come on, power. Your football team's good, but God's more powerful. Melbourne, power. Say power. I always know SEC will say it. Say power, SEC. Power. Okay, cool. That was Pastor Joe. He will give you power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, comes on you. See, when you're saved, you give your life to Jesus, you receive the Spirit of Jesus, he comes in you. But then he comes on you to do what he's called you to be. He comes on you and will be my witnesses. By the way, that word witness means to martyr, to be a martyr. In other words, somebody who lays down their life for a cause. And it says, in Jerusalem, in all Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Then we go to Acts chapter 2, where they all are. I love this. Woo! It says, when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together. Everyone say together. Yeah. See, God wants us to have one heart, one mind. He wants us to come together. See, God gives us free will to come into unity. See, there's something powerful about when we're together. You see, we're better together. I need you and you need me. That's the way it ought to be. Because God set us up for community. I could rhyme it. I need you and you need me. That's the way it ought to be, because God set us up for community. Community. Common unity. They were together, together. Friend of mine who I was with last week, Bill Johnson, says, two are better than one when they're together, but one is better than two when they're not. You look at a marriage, when people aren't together in their marriage, it is bad. But when they're together, it is awesome. And God says, I don't want a bad church. I want an awesome church. I don't want bad Christians. I want awesome Christians. It says this. And suddenly, a sound. I love that. You know, the earth was spoken into existence. Sound releases energy. You know, light comes through sound. You know, you're a person. People go, Gee, he's really intelligent. The word person is a Latin phrase. By the way, I just want to make sure for the cameras, am I in the light? Because sometimes people can't see me that well. Or do I need to step back a little bit? I'm okay? My head shines. Everything shines. You should have no hair in winter. It's terrible. That's why I wear hats. People think I wear hats to be cool. That's just a byproduct of having a cold head. And so, on that, what was I saying? Sounds. You're a person. It's a Latin phrase. The word son of per means sound or sonic. So we get subsonic, ultrasonic, it means sound. So your life is a sound. The word per, the first part of the syllable, means what flows through. So your lives are the sound that flow through. Jesus was the personification of the Father. He was the sound of the Father on earth. And so God wants to release a sound to the earth. A sound of love, a sound of freedom, a sound of joy, a sound of peace, a sound of forgiveness, a sound of unity, a sound of truth. There's so many sounds right now, even in England. We need to pray for Britain right now, in London, that somebody's just ran over a whole heap of people, I think, on the London Bridge. We saw what happened in Manchester. We've seen what's happened in the Philippines in the last few weeks. We're seeing what's happening all over the world. And there's a sound that is going out that's not a good sound. But God sends a remedy. He sends another sound. And he says, I want to send out the sound of love. I want to send out the sound of forgiveness. I want to send out the sound of joy. But you are the sound that God releases on planet Earth. I remember I did a documentary one time for World Vision, and I was walking through Malawi and Mozambique, and people, when I got back, because there's a lot of need, people said to me, did the need freak you out? And I went, no, actually, the potential inspired me. Because I never look at something out of need, I look at something out of potential. And as we looked at Malawi, we thought maybe we could make a difference. And they set a time frame for Malawi to happen, and we did it in half the time, where we saw the eradication of water-related diseases in that community of 25,000 people. We saw every child fed and educated. We released the sound on earth as it is in heaven. There was a sound as they were in that place. A sound like a blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the house where they were sitting. You see, some of the symbols we see for Holy Spirit on the earth, there is a symbol for the wind of God, the breath of God. You see, I can't see a wind, but I can see the wind's results. I can see what a wind does. And God, you see, sometimes you might not see what God is doing, but you start looking a little bit closer and you start seeing that God is moving on your behalf. Just like Paul Graham and his wife Catherine this morning, who have served faithfully in the house of God, been to altar call after altar call, never thought it would be possible at times, but said, no, we believe, we believe, we believe. They couldn't see anything shift, and in fact everything they saw wasn't building their faith, but God says, I am moving on their behalf. And God was moving where we couldn't see him move, and God was doing things that we couldn't see him do, but now we look back and now we see, oh, God is surely in control. He is moving. Because we're where the wind of God is. There's energy. I'm going to do this four times. I don't know if I have my voice after this session. And it filled the whole house. See, our lives that we carry the presence of God should fill the places we preside, that we operate in, that we move in. I remember when we were... when I was a youth pastor, and I talked to these young people about how God could use them. And a 14-year-old girl called Linda went to a Christian school, but it wasn't that Christian. And she decided that she was going to release a sound and release an anointing that would touch the school. So she started a prayer meeting. And that prayer meeting grew and grew. This is when my youth group was about 50 people. And she was getting more in her prayer meeting than I was getting at youth group. She got 120 kids at her prayer meeting. At the same time, she was getting great opposition from people in the school. And they were going, they tried to start opposition meetings, but they weren't prayer meetings. But everywhere she went in that school, she released the wind of God. And there were about four of them in our youth group, and our youth group went from 50 kids to 300 in 18 months. Why? Because Russell Evans was really great? No, because these young people decided that they were going to release a sound and release the wind of God to see him move where it seemed impossible. It says, where they were sitting. I like that actually, because they were waiting. They're anticipating. They weren't stressed. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came on and rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. See, God gives you a heavenly language, number one, that the devil can't understand. Number two, the Bible says, as I speak in my heavenly language, it builds me up. It builds my innermost being. And so here God's giving them a remedy. Remember, the Bible says there's life, power of life in the tongue. And it's like a what do they call that on a boat? Rudder. I was going to say udder, but I was going, that's not right. That's a cow. A rudder, not an udder. And that is like this, a rudder's like that, right? Woo! Jet lag. I was up at 3, praying for you. I actually was up at 3. I was trying to get back to sleep, but I was praying, sort of. I was saying, God, move in that service, please. I could say anything, like udder or rudder. Says, your tongue is, there's life and death in the power of the tongue. So God gives us a remedy because he knows that sometimes we're negative and sometimes we're positive. So he gives us a language that is altogether positive and altogether powerful and has a remedy over your spirit man to control your spirit man and rule your spirit man. He gives you a language that actually gives you direction to your future. How cool is that? Supernatural language. People say to me, how many languages do you speak? I said, I'm bilingual. They said, what, French and English? I'm actually trilingual, if that's a right. Trilingual. When I'm in America, I speak like this. Yo, what's up? Right? And I spell color with O-R, and I spell favor, I take you out of favor, because I speak their language, it's so small, they don't want to put you in favor. And so I speak American, and then I speak English. And then I speak North Queensland. Yeah, mate. Yeah. What's up? Yeah. Well, I was walking down the street, mate. So this occasion happens. People get attracted to this sound. They get attracted to this encounter because when God turns up, it attracts people. See, people have said to me, how have you built this church? I said, I haven't built it. All I've done is said yes to the builder because the builder says, do this. And I'm like, okay, let's do that. And then do this and start a campus here and start a campus there. I'm like, really? Yes, okay. In fact, our campus that's going to start in Singapore came to me out of a dream. I was in Hawaii, the place of dreams, Aloha. And I was there. And God, in the middle of the night, woke me up with a dream, with a whole pattern of how to build and what God wanted to do. So I know that Singapore, it took us a really long time to get our registration. It took a year to get it. And I know that what we were doing was establishing something in the spirit. And I know that something is going to happen in that nation. And I can feel it in my bones that God is going to... There's so many great things that are happening there already. But God is about to add a bit of planet shaking to that nation and release something of the spirit. this whole church has been built by him. We just said, yes. It's him who attracts people. It's him who empowers people. You know, demons aren't scared of my name, Russell Evans. But the name of Jesus has power. There's no healing in my name. There's no healing in the name Planet Shakers, but there is healing in the name of Jesus. There is. You can call on my name and I'll be asleep, but you can call on his name and he's never asleep. He's always there for you. He's always waiting for you. You see, I believe churches should be loving communities. I believe that. But if you're dependent on somebody to pastorally care you, you're relying on a name. God's given you a name that you can call on in the midst of your fear, in the midst of your brokenness, in the midst of your loneliness, in the midst of your horror, in the midst of your drought, in the midst of financial trouble. And you can call on a name that has power. The Bible says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess to his name. Everything has to come under him because his name is higher. That's why we sing songs. Like we're riding today, lift Jesus higher. We don't go lift Joff higher. We do sing songs like make Russell skinnier. That don't work. This is the first time you heard me, Carrie. You're like, my God, he's crazy. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You just triggered me for something. This is how Holy Spirit works. He'll do something and he'll trigger me for something. No weapon in hell, nothing you face, both of you, nothing you both face, that you're facing, and I've talked to you this week in Singapore about this, but nothing you're facing will be able to stop what God's put in your spirit. And I see the enemy trying to stand there and say no. But God is saying the promises of God are yes and amen. And here's what God says. Because you put things in order, I'm ordering your steps. And I'm making a way where there seems no way. I'm making a breakthrough where there seems no breakthrough. And God's going to give you keys to unlock, to unlock, to unlock. I see God unlocking. I used to work in a bank. And I used to be the teller, one of the tellers. And I was a really good teller. I could count really well. And we would have to go to the safe and we'd have to have different people unlocking it, unlocking it. And if you didn't have the right combination, you'd never be able to unlock it, or the right key. You'd need a couple of things. But when God steps in, he says, I just bypass the combination and the key and I open a safe. I open resources that the enemy has tried to lock up, and I release greatness and blessing into your life in the name of Jesus. Come on, church. If you need a financial breakthrough, if you need God to do something in your business, in your family, would you praise him for the next 20 seconds? We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We thank you the breakthrough is here. We thank you your anointing is here. We thank you for Pentecost, where you empowered us, where you filled us, where you touched us, where you gave us dreams and visions. Such was the sound in that place. The people stopped. And Peter, the reed, the intimidated one, the denier of Christ, has something shift in his life. Something changed in that upper room where they were in together in one accord. It changed, it shifted. And he stood up and he says, because they begin to mock them, they say they seem like drunk men. But Peter stood up, raised his voice, says, fellow Jews, all who live here in Jerusalem, let me explain to you, listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. And it wasn't Las Vegas. If it was Las Vegas, you could see. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, there are drunk people at 9 o'clock in the morning. But this was Jerusalem. This wasn't normal. It says, no, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. And even among my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit is the liberator of women more than any other. Ever. He's a liberator of generations. He's the empowerment. And he says, I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. And it goes on. And those that will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I've only got through my introduction. But he's here. Right here, right now. Whatever you need is found in him. You need that healing, it's found in him. You need that love, it's found in him. You need that joy that the Bible says, joy unspeakable and full of glory, it's found in him. See, Jesus says, I'm going away, but I'm going to send somebody who represents me, and he will direct you to me, and I'll direct you to the Father. And through the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you'll get all the attributes of the Godhead. You'll experience the male, the female, the mature, the young part of God. It's the Spirit of Jesus. And the Bible says 3,000 were added to the church that day. All over our campuses, we are a Pentecostal church. We believe in the empowering of the Spirit of God. We believe in the evidence of tongues. We believe in the fire of God. We believe in the wind of heaven. We believe in the sound of heaven. We believe there's miracles and breakthroughs at the end of our obedience. We believe because he is the one. So all over this place, all over our campuses, Geelong, North going to double services today. There's a new wind coming. I prophesied over Pastor Matt, 10,000 people out there, and we've just gone to a double portion season. There's a new wind coming. It's Pentecost Sunday today, and it's a representation of what God wants to do. So all over this room, will we stand to our feet, and all over our rooms, and will we do this, lift our hands to heaven. You might be a visitor here, that's cool. But we honor him. We honor you, Holy Spirit. We honor you. We honor you. We honor you in our lives to lead us, to guide us, to empower us. We receive. Everyone say, I receive your anointing. Come upon me. Empower me. Give me abilities. Give me your heavenly might. Give me your breakthrough. I receive it right now. But I promise that I won't keep you to myself, but I'll be a witness for you wherever I go. Take my life. Jesus. We are very thankful that you joined us today. Our prayer is that you encounter Jesus, and out of that encounter, change your world. You'll receive power, the Bible says, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you to be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. God wants to use you powerfully for his glory. We'd love to connect with you. You can email us at church@planetshakers.com for any prayer, need, anything that you want to ask us about. Secondly, connect with us on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, every social media platform there is. We think God has the greatest days ahead for you, and we look forward to seeing you next week. God bless you. Have a great day.